Among the saints commemorated this day, St. Maximus the Confessor. Maximus was a Constantinopolitan by birth, and at first a high-ranking courtier at the court of Emperor Heraclius, and after that a monk and an abbot of a monastery not too far from the capital. He was the greatest defender of orthodoxy against the so-called monothelite heresy, which proceeded from the heresy of Eutyches. That is to say, as Eutyches claimed that there is only one nature in Christ, so the monothelites claim that there is only one will in Christ. Maximus opposed that claim and found himself as an opponent of the emperor and the patriarch. Maximus did not frighten easily, but endured to the end in proving that there were two wills as well as two natures in Christ. Because of his efforts, a council was held in Carthage and another in Rome. Both councils anathematized the teachings of the monothelites. The suffering of Maximus for orthodoxy cannot be described. He was tortured by princes, deceived by prelates, spat upon by the masses of the people, beaten by soldiers, exiled in prison, until finally with a severed tongue and a hand. He was condemned to exile for life in the land of Scamaris near Batam on the Black Sea, where he spent 3 years in prison and gave up his soul to God in the year 666 A.D. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.